Mark Appel on the hill tonight for the Pigs, picking up where the rest of the Lehigh Valley staff left off, at least early on. The first five innings, Appel allows just one hit while keeping Syracuse off the board. In fact, it was a no-hitter until the fifth inning. Meanwhile, the Pigs' bats continuing to roll. Scoreless to the top of the second, where we pick things up. Leading off, Darren Ruff making his first appearance of the year in Lehigh Valley after being reassigned down from Philadelphia.
Pitcher is swung on and rocketed out to deep right field. Going back is Ramsey at the track, at the wall. Forget about it! Welcome back to Lehigh Valley, Darren Ruff. On a dog day, no less. His bark worse than his bite. 1-0 on the solo bomb by Ruff. How do you like that?
It's Ruff's first homer of the year in both AAA and the Bigs. The Pigs add another in the second. Taylor Featherston leads off with a triple, scores on a wild pitch. 2-0 Pigs. To the fourth, Carlos Alonso singles with one out, then steals a base with two away, an RBI chance for the leadoff man in the batting order, Cedric Hunter.
And both will kick and deal. Here's the payoff. And it's swung on. This is drilled into right field. It falls in for a base hit. They're going to wave around Alonso. And the throw's cut off. The Pigs have taken a 3-0 lead. And now the runner is tagged down between first and second. So the inning ends on Hunter's RBI base hit. But the Pigs take a 3-0 lead.
It's one in the second, one in the third, and one in the fourth. 3-0 Lehigh Valley on top through four. But the tide turns in the bottom of the fifth. Pigs looking for more. Load the bases with two outs. Bring it up, Logan Moore. Just promoted today from AA Reading. He's already tripled. Back in his first at bat.
Bases loaded, two outs. The 1-2 to Moore is swung on. Sliced out left field. A long run in for Den Decker. Still digging. He slides and he makes the catch. Sliding with a basket towards the left field line, taking maybe a two-run single away from Moore. Den Decker has been known for his defense at the major and minor league level. Got a great jump, and he was able to put away that slicing liner and end the inning.
Absolutely huge. It keeps it a three-run game, or in coach speak, it keeps it within striking distance for Syracuse. Next frame, top of the sixth, the Chiefs riding the momentum, score three on three hits, four walks. As all nine spots in the lineup see the plate in the sixth inning, Appel forced out after 5 2/3. It is a new ball game. All tied, three runs apiece. And the back and forth began because Lehigh Valley answers in the bottom of the sixth. Cam Perkins pinch hitting for the pitcher spot in the lineup. Singles on a bunt, moves to third on a Cedric Hunter base hit. So runners at the corners, one out for Taylor Featherston.
And Grace will deal. And the 0-1 pitch swung on, grounded right and short. It takes a high hop into left field. The Pigs take a 4-3 lead. Hunter is now caught between second and third in a rundown after the Pigs have taken a lead. He's tagged down by the third baseman, Martinson. But it's now 4-3 Lehigh Valley on a ball that kangarooed over the shortstop into left field.
That's called a very big break for the Pigs. And bad luck for the Chiefs. Without the high hop, it's almost certainly an easy double play and the end of a scoreless inning. Instead, it's 4-3 Lehigh Valley back in front. But again, the back and forth in this game. Syracuse responds in the seventh. All-world prospect Trey Turner
leads off
with a triple, scoring on a ground out. So it's tied again, 4-4. To the bottom of the seventh. The Pigs back up, put a runner in scoring position, but can't score. So it's still tied 4-4. The eighth inning now, visiting Syracuse up to bat. Severino Gonzalez for Lehigh Valley retires the first two batters he faces that inning, but allows a seeing eye grounder base hit to Caleb Ramsey. So with two away, a chance for the Chiefs to jump in front for the first time tonight. It's Pedro Severino at the dish.
Which Severino is going to win this long battle? Gonzalez delivers, swung on, rifled out right center field. Williams racing back. Williams will dive. Williams will make a catch and save the tie. Holy cow, it's his second unbelievable catch here in the ballgame. He outran the baseball, dove glove first, caught it, made a diving play into the gap, grass stained front of his shirt on a belly flop, and he hung on. Holy cow.
Easily the play of the game by Nick Williams. We stay tied to the bottom of the eighth. Pigs put the leadoff man in scoring position, but this time Williams gets a taste of his own medicine because Matt Skull makes a diving catch at first on a liner that was destined for right field. That ends the inning. The hit would have given the Pigs the lead with three outs left to play. Instead, we're still tied. The defense coming up huge for both sides all night long. Not a save situation, but Edward Mujica on to work the ninth inning for Lehigh Valley. The Chief has had a string of off nights here recently as the Pigs have won by substantial margins. So Mujica in tonight, but he'd struggle. Tony Campana leads off with a hit for Syracuse, pinch hitting for the pitcher spot. He scores on a Brian Goodwin single. So the Chiefs take a 5-4 lead. They lead it for the first time in this game in the ninth inning. So now three outs away from closing it out. Rafael Martin out on the hill for Syracuse, but he'd have to go through the middle of the order. Darren Ruff, Brock Stassi, and Darnell Sweeney.
Now the pitch. Swung on a ground ball, hit towards second. Backhanding with a slide, making a nice play. Sizemore throws to first in time. A star-worthy 4-3 put out to end the game. And Syracuse comes from behind twice in this one to win with a run in the ninth. And your final score in game one of a three-game series, Syracuse 5, Lehigh Valley 4.
And the season-high four-game win streak comes to an end for the Pigs.